we're going to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for November 15th, 2018. Do a roll call. Chair, Ms. Anderson is excused. Mr. Keefe?
Here.
Ms. Pirana?
Here.
Mr. McPartland?
Here.
Mr. Pollard?
Here.
Okay. And Vice Chair Mark Capel is here. Our first, oh, we have a call to the public. So anybody wants to come up and speak on anything that's not on our agenda? Seeing none, I'll close the call to the public and move to agenda item one. Public hearing to consider a rezoning application at 207 Tombstone Canyon. Discussion and possible recommendation to the mayor and city council. Okay, Paul, you want to give us the rundown?
Yes, I will deliver the staff report. So let's start off with the aerial of the subject parcel. As you can see along Tombstone Canyon, it's highlighted in red. It's next to High Desert Market and Cafe. And then I'll have some other aerial photographs as I get through the presentation. So just some background on the property. It's a smaller parcel. It's about 2,100 square feet, currently zoned R1 residential. The proposal is to rezone it to CM1, commercial mixed use. The general plan designation does call for commercial mixed use in that area. It is within the old Bisbee planning area. And the proposed use is for a restaurant. An already established restaurant in Bisbee, Tweez, would propose to move to this location. And as far as what we are asked to look at for a rezoning, there are criteria that the commission is familiar with. So I did go through each of these criteria and just look at them, compare them to the request. Like I said, it's a smaller lot. You know, it wouldn't even currently meet the standards for R1, but again, based on what's being proposed, the use would be within the structure. There is a small outside seating area. But again, it has been previously used for a restaurant as well as a bakery in the past, and looked at the parking situation. So based on the code, the structure is roughly 732 square feet, so it would require 3.6 parking spaces for a restaurant use. Clearly, there's at least that and a few more that are directly in front of the parcel along Tombstone Canyon. As is the case with most of the businesses there, there's really not private on-site parking. Most of the parking is public parking that's being utilized by the businesses, so this would not be any different than what is currently occurring along Tombstone Canyon. So again, looking at, criteria number three, you know, the rezoning request would not impact the ability for any other vacant properties to develop. It is mostly surrounded by developed properties. Just hitting on some of these that, the applicant owns the adjacent parcel to the north, and the thought was that would stay, and again, when we look at the parcel maps, I can point that out, that it would make sense if that stayed as a residential zone property. It's actually on the terrace kind of behind this property and above. So again, I just don't see any ability for this commercial use to extend on that. So it does make sense for it to stay residential, and it would act as a buffer. And again, when I get to the photos, I can show you there's another dwelling to the west of this one that's currently zoned residential, but there's enough of a buffer. The house is situated on the westernmost part of the parcel, and again, there's a nice buffer between. So I think that's a really positive thing for this request. And again, when we get to the photos, I'll point that out. I just want to get through the text. As far as adequate infrastructure, I mean, there's no issues there. I wouldn't say it doesn't affect the flow of the traffic along Tombstone Canyon. Again, this is a similar use to what's already there. It'll certainly blend in. I don't anticipate any major issues. You know, the property fronts on Tombstone Canyon, so it's not directly impacting any other streets. Again, it's repurposing an existing building there along Tombstone Canyon. There's really no unique topographic features on the property. It's easily accessible from Tombstone Canyon. And of course, as far as water conservation, this is not going to be an intense water consumer, so I don't see any issues with water conservation regulations. Public input. So the property's been posted, legal notices in the newspaper, notified property owners within 300 feet. There are actually 26. There again, as far as looking at the general plan and compliance, I did include a policy, policy 5A, and I don't have to initially read the whole thing, but it does talk about mixed-use activity center to include restaurants. So again, I think this does fulfill one of those policies. And again, you can see an excerpt from the general plan that just talks about the small amount of vacant land suitable for development, that mixed-use infill would certainly be encouraged within that area. So I think there's certainly support by the general plan for this rezoning request. So what I've done here is, you can see I've got, so the subject parcel is in yellow, and then what I've done just to identify, so really the only, with the exception of one parcel I found in Warren, the bulk of all the CM zone parcels happen to be right next to the subject parcel. So you've got right here, there's some, and there's some along here. But to the south, you've got C2, most of the county complex, the church. And then across the street, you've got C1. So where Contessa's is at and Screaming Banshees, those are C1. So again, there's a lot of, to the south, either C2, C1. Everything that hasn't been highlighted behind it, it's all R1, so I just wanted to point that out. So if it's not in red, then it's R1. But again, you can see that this is certainly going to be consistent with what's going on. The subject parcel is contiguous with existing CM1 property. So again, I don't see any conflicts here, but I thought this is a good exhibit to show you just the amount of commercial zone property that's in proximity to this subject parcel. Some other pictures. So here's a more recent picture. I know I included one in the staff report, but again, here's a more current photo showing that certainly utilization of on-street parking that's directly in front of the structure. And
Paul,
yeah.
You got a question here?
Yeah.
Thanks. One question. When you go just a little further up on that side of Tombstone, there was a building that was approved, went through DRB, I think Kinsey as well. It's a faded echo. It was a mixed-use structure as proposed, commercial at the ground level and a loft space that could be possible living space. Is that all housed under a residential zoning status?
Yeah, typically, it would be further west of here then.
It's on that same side of the street. It's just where the Tombstone Canyon curves. I guess I'm just surprised that that doesn't have a commercial, some kind of CM1 or some standing to have been rebuilt. It's essentially a new structure.
CM1.
So then there's actually a CM parcel a little further up on that side.
It didn't show up, so perhaps it just didn't get into the GIS system. But this, you know, I did this query just recently with the GIS, and it only identified, like I said, there's roughly five parcels there, plus I found one lone parcel in Warren, CM1. And again, maybe it just hasn't been updated. But so you do recall, Vice Chair, okay. So we'll have to look at that. But again, so it would be further west then, that it's just not showing right now.
And it's likely that after that rezoning, it never got put into the GIS
system.
Because it was a more recent one. So
we'll have to do research on the adopting ordinance to be able to, you know, to.
And it's only a couple years old.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. That's
no more than 2 years.
No
old.
More
okay.
than 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just for clarification, the parking that's in front of there does not go with that. That's public parking.
It's public parking, and again, and let me go back because you can zoom in. Do you see the sub? I know. Well, maybe let me go to the very. This one might be better. Do you notice how the parcel, look at the parcel lines, all of the parking is within the public right-of-way.
Yep.
So it is just not feasible to have any parking on site. But most of those, now, if you notice High Desert, it's kind of an issue because they have, do you see that? I'm sorry, I don't have it really well.
No, you can't
see what I'm.
Why did you can?
So see this piece, this is kind of interesting. This is owned by, is it the Charnicks? Am I saying that right? So they own this as well. This is interesting because this parcel belongs to them as well. So part of the parking's on their parcel, but then also this area is actually public right-of-way. So it's kind of interesting the way that required. Yeah, there's none of this parking. This is all within the right of way. And then, of course, just an existing adjacent, as you know, we're all familiar with this, but this is obviously a CM1 property that houses, you know, a market as well as a cafe. So I just wanted to kind of show around the Contessos and the Screaming Banshee across the street. And then this I wanted to point out here. So this particular parcel, so the area, the vacant area you're seeing is actually kind of where the county cars park. That's all part of the parcel that the house that's sitting behind the county car is on. So that acts as a nice buffer there. So again, you know, so I think that's a good situation. And then this is, I had an opportunity with Eliza to actually go inside the building. So again, I was trying to use my best judgment. I believe this would have been what would be the main seating area. Obviously, it looks like that's a display case for like bakery goods when it was a bakery. But it certainly has, in fact, it's set up. There's the commercial sink that's in the structure now. Commercial refrigerator is in place. Commercial oven is there. And then this is an existing bedroom, and I was guessing this will be an additional seating area once that's all cleared out. And then certainly outside an outside seating area. So I think it lends itself well to for the use that they're proposing. I'm not sure what the existing square footage is of what she has now, but clearly this might be, you know, comparable or slightly larger. But again, it's certainly, you know, it's been that use before, like I said, restaurant and bakery. But in conclusion, this would certainly allow a CM1 use to go into an area that has commercial mixed use uses. They are compatible with the residential uses. You know, staff does not find any adverse impact to the neighboring properties. You know, as far as factors in favor, approving the rezone request would support the commercial mixed character of the existing neighborhood. Old busy planning area goals and policies are fulfilled. The structure has been previously occupied as a restaurant and a bakery use. And the only factor is the property is adjacent to single family residential properties. However, you know, CM does allow commercial as well as residential. So, but the recommendation is for the PNZ to forward a recommendation for a rezoning from R1 to CM1 at 207 Tombstone Canyon. And again, the stipulations were, it's pretty standard number one, the applicant should provide the city with a signed acceptance of conditions and waivers of claim form, and that would happen after 30 days, within 30 days of the city council's action on this. And also, the applicant will be required to submit a site plan or any building permit application should the proposed use be expanded beyond the current footprint of the building. And I also wanted to know, this is a contributing structure. It's a contributing structure, so the applicant would need to be aware that not so much on the interior, but any exterior treatments or anything that would need to, that would be subject to a DRB application and possibly coming before the DRB. So I just want to make sure I did note that, and I didn't necessarily include it, but I was verifying that today that it is contributing. So again, they need to be aware of those requirements that would be placed upon it. So with that, staff does recommend forwarding this on to the city council.
Okay, so now we'll hear from the applicant or their duly delegated representative. You want to go up to the mic there and give us your name and your name and
Eliza Adams to represent Donna Gatton. She's out of state, and I was asked to stand in for her to have this switched over to commercial so that Twee and Tom could do the restaurant, could purchase the property, and it was of no use to them to purchase it if they could not be assured that it could be commercial, that they could use it for what they need to.
All right. Any questions for the applicant? Yeah, Michael.
So just to clarify, because the for sale sign has been on a thing forever, the plan would be that the applicants would be purchasing this property with the understanding and approval of the reclassification to commercial zoning.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? No?
Nope. we'll open the public hearing for anybody that wants to get up and speak in favor or against this proposal. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll have our commission discussion. So I'll just kick it off. I know this property was commercial before. It was CM1, I believe, before, and it was rezoned back to residential because there weren't any commercial uses contemplated for it. That just shows you how long I've been sitting on this commission. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's an appropriate use for going back to commercial. And it's been a bakery, it's been a restaurant. So CM would give them the flexibility of being able to live in on the property as well as run a commercial business. So anybody else have any other comments or questions? Or
I have a question. On the application item number 11, they mention here, if the property is a new split or the rezoning request results in more than one zoning district, is one parcel contain the area to be rezoned? Yes. Is this been a property split or something on this?
No, no.
Okay.
That parcel, yeah, the entire parcel.
Well, then what's the
owned by the same property owner behind it, but it's not part of this request.
But has that been split off for a period of time? Is it separate now, or what's the status on that lot?
Yeah,
Liza, I'm sorry. Can you come up here so we can get that on recording?
Is this maybe filled in correctly, or am I just misunderstanding it? It makes it sound like it's checked in a way that it makes me think it was a new split, or I'm caused to ask what's the disposition of the property behind it, but I could be completely up the wrong tree.
And I think, so were they checked? Yes, I think it initially the thought was to include the two parcel, but they just didn't correct that.
Okay.
So it was one. The other parcel, I believe, was, and if you look on the first page of the application where they crossed out, it was 103-61-349, possibly.
Okay, so it's just a clerical thing.
Yeah, just
okay.
A clerical, okay.
Great,
okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion, questions? Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. I move the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend to the Mayor and the City Council the conditional rezoning of APN 10361348 from R1 to CM1 to permit a proposed restaurant use at 207 Tombstone Canyon.
Have a second?
I second.
Okay, roll call vote. Brian?
Yes.
Michael? Lewis?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. That's unanimous. Okay. Yay. Noodles. Yay.
Well, I thought we might have to actually disqualify anyone who lived within a certain distance of the new location.
Right.
Because we'd all be so eager to see it open there, but hopefully we don't have to disqualify ourselves for that reason.
No.
Okay, good.
I was just concerned because I'll have to walk farther.
Not me.
Twee won't have to walk any. She'll just be able to roll out of bed and down the hill, won't you? Okay. Agenda item 2, for discussion and no action. Staff discussion of a proposed text amendment to the CM2 commercial mixed-use permitted uses to include taverns and cocktail lounges.
All right. So where this came about is recently staff was working with Mr. Sean Hicks on doing tenant improvements to a property at 41 Brewery Avenue, which is Bizart, right?
Right.
And in looking at the zoning, I discovered that he's proposing a bar and a comedy club, and I noticed that, you know, it's CM2 and it requires at least C3 or C4 zoning, so had informed him of that, and then anyway, this discussion was had with the city manager and with other staff. The mayor's aware of the situation, so it was felt, and if you can see exhibit I produced. So all of the CM2 property that currently exists, most of the gulch is right here. I know it's might be hard to see, but this is Brewery Avenue here. So you've got this here, and then, of course, along Main Street here. And I guess this is considered the entertainment district. It's all CM2. And most of the breweries, the pubs, the taverns, saloons, whatever you want to call them, are located within this district. So the remedy here is to go in and to add taverns and cocktail lounges as a permitted use within the CM2. And it was felt that because those uses already exist, that I don't think it's going to be, there's going to be any land use conflicts. And I think I have another exhibit here. Let me show you, just so you can see this. So also, the C3, let me grab this. I want to open this up and show you. For example, I think where the Copper Queen Hotel is, that is, so you can see here, let me just open this up to a larger view. So these are the C3 properties. So it looks like there's a few up here on OK Street. Here is where basically on Howell, where the Copper Queen is. This is actually city owned. This is a city. This might be, is this kind of where Grassy Park is or there? Yeah. And then you've got some along the curve over here on Main Street where it becomes Tombstone King. So those are C3. But you can see everything else that we looked at previously, it's all CM2. So again, this is a fix, and I think it's not just to address Mr. Hicks' issue with his use, but would certainly clean up the uses that are technically, and some may be grandfathered. I mean, the thing is, I'm sure that St. Elmo's was there probably before for a long, long time. I'm sure that's been in existence for
the oldest bar in Arizona.
In Arizona. So clearly legal nonconforming, but some of the other bars that have come in since then, it was, my guess, it was CM2. So again, I'm not sure, how that came to be, but here's an opportunity to clean it up. So the proposal is to come back on December 20th with a public hearing for you to make a recommendation on doing a text amendment to add that simple language to the CM2 permitted uses, taverns and cocktail lounges.
Isn't that a matter of them just putting X's in the matrix?
And again, we'll look at the matrix too, but I know
there is a list for the CM. There's actually a list, a narrative.
So we may do that, but I know the attorney had come up with already sample language, and it did include adding that directly to the language in that section. But again, we don't want to over, and I'll definitely make a note of that to make sure that we're looking at the matrix as well.
Right, and an older version of the matrix to make sure that it wasn't checked at some point that those were allowed. And then in the revisions of the matrix that we did recently, it's possible we just didn't check the right boxes. Or not us, but the staff didn't check the right boxes.
So I don't know, does the commission have any, is there any concerns when you think about this? Or again, here's the, looking back at the at the CM2. I mean, we didn't see any downside to this. I don't know if there's anything that you guys are thinking about when you think about, so this area, all of these parcels would potentially have that permitted use. And again, it was felt because it's in the entertainment district that it would be appropriate.
Sounds good to me.
Can it go, oddly, can it go the other way? Can the zoning be taken up to CM3 on those properties as opposed to taking all CM2s up to being able to have bars and taverns?
But then again, that does open the door to other more intense uses. But again, I mean, you make a good point. Because now they're figuring, okay, if you add the taverns and the cocktail lounges, but under C3, you would be opening to additional uses, right?
A text amendment would be much simpler than garnering the permission of all the property owners that currently have CM2 to rezone to CM3, because you'd need the property owner's permission to do that.
Even though it is an upzoning, but still, I mean.
Yeah.
But it was felt like this is probably
the
quickest path to fixing the situation without adding a bunch of additional uses, because
right.
That's the one use that's
already
prevalent in that area. So,
yeah.
But again, you know, that's a good point that you bring up. But that's, I think that just opens the door to additional uses that maybe could create conflicts.
Right.
Okay. I was just thinking of anyone that maybe is in the CM2 that doesn't want a bar or tavern put in next door to them. So we're basically opening that whole commercial area can become bars and taverns.
That would be permitted use.
Well, yeah, I think though if we do it there, then it comes all up Main Street, Tombstone, and everywhere, correct?
Well, but
no, just it basically Main Street, and then you know as you start going around the bend, that's where those last CM2 properties end. So, my understanding, they told me this is essentially what the entertainment district was. So I think that was the intention probably when the council did this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that they would be okay with that, and most business owners wouldn't probably object to that.
And going back to up there near High Desert Market and this other property we just rezoned, that was to CM1?
That was CM1.
But the other, but Banshees and...
That's C1.
C1. Oh, those are
C1. And then you've got C2, like county complexes, the church, all of those.
So
the offices are C2.
So then that makes me think that the property we just rezoned to CM1 or recommended rezoning on might have been previously CM, might have been C, might have actually been C1.
Oh, C1. Okay.
Because they used to serve liquor in Stencils, when it was a restaurant there. So, but who knows? That might have been grandfathered too. But no, I think this is it's an easier amendment to do, a text amendment, than it is to upzone other properties.
I have a question. What's a example of a C4?
C4?
Let me bring up the zoning code. I do have it here. So let me just go ahead and do that real quick.
While you're looking that up, my next question is, what is a private club? What is that classified under? Not for liquor license, I'm saying, for zoning.
Private club.
Private club with alcohol.
So you probably can't read it, but let me go. So you want to talk about you said the 4 or the 3?
4.
Any use permitted in C3 and large-scale retail, commercial, and wholesale uses, bakeries, storage yards, distributors, machine shops, and woodworking shops. It's interesting that bakeries is in C4.
Yeah.
But
well, they're thinking maybe large-scale, like bread manufacturing, you know, some large-scale bakeries. How about the matrix?
And that's going to be at the very end of the document, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just curious to see if... CM2, just out of curiosity to see if bars...
Because do you see that at the time? You can pick that out, but right now there's no check there. See alcoholic beverage establishments, and you go over to C2 and there's nothing there. But that's alcohol right there.
Okay.
That's the one we're probably... So it looks like it's under C3 and C4, Mark.
Okay. And Nancy had a question about private club.
So a private club, is that in any of these...
I don't know that that's specifically mentioned,
I think I remember that.
But I'm just,
be under, what's the public,
is it about, I'm just checking to keep looking at service.
Okay. get enough, Paul, from us? Did anybody else have any other input, feedback? Okay. Commissioner reports and comments. Brian, you have anything?
I don't. Thank you for asking.
Michael?
No, I've got a future agenda item.
Okay. I just had one comment, Paul. You might need to look, start digging into the record of recent rezonings that we've done over the last couple years to make sure that they got into the GIS. I mean, that one that Michael pointed out was a good example, but there may be others that we've done rezonings on it that haven't gotten into the GIS.
Okay.
Make sure that's updated. That's all I have. Louis?
Yes, yeah, so what's GIS?
Geographic Information Service.
Okay.
Systems.
Nothing else.
Okay.
I'm
it's,
all
it's,
set.
The com- it's all the mapping that
all
you
the
see.
Mapping, yeah,
it's all the data that pulls up all that zoning data and on that.
Yeah, Lou, just so you know, like I use the GIS to generate, to identify what parcels are all zoned CM2. That's a great tool.
Yep. Nancy, anything?
I'm all good.
Okay, future agenda items. Brian?
No, thank you.
Michael?
I'd like to see us get back to something we said we were going to address when we were promised a parking study from the city. So I'd like to ask that we put it on a future agenda item, either through a work group, just residential parking issues in the old Bisbee district particularly. And I say that serving both on this and DRB and seeing the number of individual issues that are coming up related to parking in residential areas, much of it impacted by at least via the applicant's concerns, via Airbnb conversions. I understand from county staff that we can't treat an Airbnb property differently than other residential properties, but it seems we can still talk about or look at solutions for parking issues we're going to see continue to come up if we don't come up with solutions. It's just going to be pitting neighbor against neighbor. So have we seen that study? I don't think we've
seen it.
Yes?
No, I know they had a meetings about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't there? And there's a
it was given to us. Was it reviewed at a P&Z meeting?
No. And I can get that back out too if you need it. But I remember, Mark, I actually have it saved under the Bisbee documents. So is that something you guys want to discuss?
Well, in conjunction with this, I remember going to my first board meetings here, and they were talking about, and I'm not going to remember the fancy term for it, but there was something done 20 years ago that they said identified like 58 more parking spots the city could develop. And it's a word. I don't know what the word is, but it was a study of something. Huh?
Charette?
Maybe charette. But it had been done, and when I heard 20 years ago, I think went to my last board meeting. But so it's
2006 was the old Bisbee charette.
Okay, so but my understanding too is nothing was done with it. Is that something we sparked up, or is that out of our purview?
That, you know,
because it seems parking is a issue. I mean, we just saw it here tonight where these people are. Okay, so that's
in
not our
mind,
worries.
You know, developing city properties and developing more public parking. I mean, it's certainly a discussion that we should have with the commission.
Well, I guess maybe I'm just saying as part of this ongoing conversation that we're going to always be hit with about parking, it might be good for us to have access to that also so we can at least see. I'd like to see this history, so maybe outside of this group as a citizen in Bisbee, I could maybe,
yeah,
some of us could start getting involved. Maybe we can finally get some of this stuff done as opposed to another 10 years from now. We'll go, hey, remember that thing we did 20 years ago? Because we're gonna be battling, I think, quite often over this topic, especially with 130 to 150 Airbnbs in the area now and all that stuff. I think it would be
The purview of the commission would be if we wanted to change some of the regulations, which we have. We've made some reg changes to accommodate, to be more flexible in terms of requiring or not requiring parking for new residential properties. And all. we've done that, but you know, other part of our purview would be if we wanted to change the number of parking spaces. probably parking. But I think a good start would be to look at review that, the study that was done by the grad students that I oversaw back in the spring.
Yeah.
And they've got some recommendations. They did a inventory of parking down in Old Bisbee and showed how, you know, Public Works could create more spaces if they did better painting of the lines and things like that. So that study is a good start.
Okay.
Any other agenda items? Okay, call for a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.